The CEO of one of Utah's largest tech startups, Domo, made a major announcement this week. KUER's Andrew Smartin examines what it means for the state's economy.
Domo founder and CEO Josh James announced in dramatic fashion what he called the world's first business cloud. He got some help from actor Alec Baldwin in this promotional video.
Welcome to the business cloud.
Business cloud. I know, you're thinking, why didn't I think of that? Because that's what I'm thinking. Because I've thought of everything.
The idea is to bring data seamlessly together from all kinds of sources and make it accessible through apps, social, and mobile platforms. Domo also announced it's raised $131 million in new funding, and the company is now valued at $2 billion. Devin Thorpe is a Forbes contributor based in Salt Lake City, focused on social entrepreneurship and investment. He predicts this announcement will lead next to an initial public offering.
That has the potential to change Utah's economy in permanent, lasting ways, because we've never been, at least in my lifetime, we haven't had a lot of big companies. And so to have big, fast-growing companies begin to dominate our economy is an exciting prospect.
Forbes writer Alex Conrad says Domo is leading the way, along with Utah companies Qualtrics and Inside Sales, to making Utah a significant tech center.
They're attracting top talent away from Silicon Valley. They're raising hundreds of millions of dollars at these high valuations, and they do have real products and customers, you know, worldwide.
Josh James was co-founder and CEO of Omniture, a web analytics company which went public in 2006. He later sold the company to Adobe. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.